What was Aaron's reaction to finding out he was going to the bullpen?
I think he was a little bit shocked, to be honest with you. But he embraced the role because he was going around the different guys in the clubhouse. And although it's not a necessarily new environment for him because he had been in bullpen situations before earlier in his career, just a handful of times, plus in the, you know, in big league camp, he had been kind of in that scene. But he was talking about different things with guys and kind of working in the clubhouse early in the afternoon just to figure out what and when to do things. And he was down there the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And just he knew he had an assignment last night, you know, so I think that kind of relaxed him, knowing that once a phone rings, he'll have a specific role in last night's ball game. But you could definitely tell that there was some anxiety in terms of making that appearance, which is definitely out of the norm, which he had been working all in terms of rotation all this season.
Ben, what does this mean for Aaron in terms of being able to use his full arsenal of pitches? Because a conventional thinking is, okay, you're coming out of the bullpen, you're not going to be showing all five pitches out of the bullpen. It's probably going to be fastball oriented. Is he prepared for that change in approach?
I think so, because he's got the two fastballs, which, you know, you got the power fastball, 96 to 98 miles an hour. You've got the two-seamer, which has a ton of sink, and that's the best pitch that he had last night.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't able to locate the four-seam fastball. And then he's got the changeup and the curveball. I mean, that's really his power stuff right there.
Right.
And I think if he can locate all three pitches, you know, that's going to make him a very valuable resource in terms of a bullpen role.
Well, you know, go ahead.
No, I just thought last night he wanted to establish the fastball and he was trying to be aggressive with it. And where he got hurt is the power fastball, that 96 to 98. It was riding high in the zone, and that's how he gave up the three hit.
Mm-hmm.
Once he turned to the two-seam fastball, that was definitely sinking a lot more, and he induced a couple of ground balls, and that was a much more effective pitch. And he didn't throw a lot of changeups last night. Power curveball was still there and had a lot of good bite on it. So I think his heart was probably racing. He was very amped up as well. I think how his body responds in the next couple of days before this next assignment will be a bigger indicator of how this role for him works.
Man, when I think of a guy with a power curve coming out of the bullpen, I mean, I covered John Wetland when he was making the transition to bullpen, and I know this isn't Aaron's long-term future with this organization is as a starter. But if you've got a good two-seamer and you can throw a curve in there as well and it's a power curve, that's not a bad couple of weapons to have coming out of a bullpen, because you don't often see anymore, it seems, guys coming out of the bullpen with really real power curves.
No, and that's one pitch that he has always been able to use since coming to Buffalo for strikes. And it's been a wipeout pitch at times that he wants to get guys just put away with quickly. Or hit the setup pitch as well, where guys will get caught diving out trying to reach that curveball, and then he can just slip a fastball up in the zone. So it's definitely something that's always in the back of his mind, and he's been able to throw so consistently this year, and that's made when he has been his most dominant. That is really what's made the difference. And I think that's really the key, too. When he first came to Buffalo, the first three starts, he walked too many guys. Pitch count got elevated. But then he started to pound the strike zone and not be afraid of too much contact. So he's a different pitcher the last three or four outings that we've seen versus the first three that we've seen in Buffalo as well.
Ben Wagner's the play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Bisons. He joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What are the Bisons' plans for Sanchez right now in terms of his next assignment? Will it be see how the body reacts and then let him go 2 days, or have they planned it that far ahead?
They planned it, from what I understand, about a week in advance, where he pitches last night. He's going to take 2 days off. He's going to get another inning and see how the body responds. He's scheduled to take 2 days off and then come back and throw 1 to 2 innings. And then I think they're going to reevaluate how he's done performance-wise on the field and how his body is responding to this new role as well, which I think is probably going to be the bigger indicator, because he clearly got himself ready mentally and physically to throw last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he used all of his pitches. He looked free and easy out on the mound. And I think now, moving ahead, it's in the next 5-day window on how his body recovers and responds then to getting back out and cranked up again on the mound.
It's funny because, you know, I was thinking about this the other night when I was thinking about Aaron Sanchez going to the bullpen. He's also, you start the year as everybody's saying, well, you and Marcus Stroman are the, you know, you're the two top prospects in the organization, yada, yada, yada. You know, the year progresses. I'm sure that in Aaron Sanchez's mind, he's still a starter. But I wonder, Ben, you've been around these guys a lot. Do you think at any point there's that little element of, what if I'm really good at this? Does this mean they're going to leave me in the bullpen? Does that ever enter into a guy's head, do you think, at the stage of the career that Aaron Sanchez is? Because I've got to think Aaron Sanchez is smart enough to not take anything for granted right now.
Well, he's definitely smart enough not to take anything for granted. But I think his mindset is, right now, what makes him the biggest option and the quickest option to arrive into the big leagues where he can help the Toronto Blue Jays? That, I think, is his number one goal. And if it's this new role and it gets him to the major leagues and he can be successful at it, great. And then they're going to talk about 2015 when 2015 rolls around.
Mm-hmm.
His mindset is to be a starter. I've asked him, you know, which role he prefers. But, you know, he quickly counters that while saying, I love starting. I love the repetition. I love my bullpen sessions. I think they're important. I love the day work in between as well. But he, you know, he'll always backtrack and say, but I'm ready for whatever role they want me to.
Ben, what's the mood around the Bisons right now with the way things are going at the major league level? You know, guys being called up, guys not being called up in the case of Kevin Pillar. And I've got to think at some point that changes. We're going to be joined by John Gibbons later on. I'm just going to flat out ask him, at what point do you start looking at Kevin Pillar? But what's the mood around the Bisons like with the way things are going in the majors right now?
There's somewhat of a pins and needles approach, I think, to every day, but you become sort of mute to it, I think, from a clubhouse perspective, where everybody just looks at the lineup card and sees who's left or who's left the lineup that day. I think Deck McGuire was a little bit blindsided yesterday when he was designated for assignment. He was lined up to be the starter to come out of the All-Star break, and then in the early afternoon, he received word that he had been taken off the 40-man roster, and that, of course, means that he couldn't be around the clubhouse in day-to-day activity. So that put everybody into a little bit of a scramble mode. So I guess everybody's bracing for impact when you come to the clubhouse between 2 and 3 o'clock every afternoon, but the movement has been so constant with Buffalo. I think Gary Allenson's just had the toughest task. You know, he's had to change his lineup card about 5 times a day.
What's next for Deck McGuire?
I think he's in sit and wait mode right now. For what I understand, you know, you got 72 hours to clear, and he's hanging out in Providence, Rhode Island right now. And my guess is he jumps back into the Bison's rotation